fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. Hey, we're glad you're tuning in with us on a Saturday morning. Get up, put your feet on the ground, and get out in your backyard and fire up a smoker, because summer is close. We're middle of spring. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Time to put some shrimps on the Bobby.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Jop loves him some shrimps.
Yeah, right.
You just got to work on a little bit of an Aussie accent there, Mike.
Yeah, well, you know, they come from everywhere. So, you know, I'm a mutt.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, listen, thanks for covering things for me last weekend while I headed to the Ute to pay respects to my cousin, who he was a giant of a man, and he served in Vietnam, and he was in Vietnam the same time my brother Calvin was, but
right.
He came home in one piece.
Right.
But it was, I haven't been to our family farm in, I'm going to say 5 years since we buried his mother.
Yeah, so this is way west end of the UP, right?
I was actually across the border in Hurley, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Which is, there's some statistics on Wisconsin that are interesting. One being Milwaukee, a major city, serves more beer per capita than any city in the country.
Okay.
Kind of stands to reason. They brew Miller, all that stuff there.
Right.
Pabst. Hurley, Wisconsin, for all cities included, serves more beer than any other city in Wisconsin.
Okay.
It's like a Wild West, I think you would call it.
Yeah. Way north Wisconsin, north
well,
and east
yeah,
Wisconsin.
Ironwood's as far west as you can go in the UP.
Right.
You go past Lake Ogebic and Porky's and all that, and it's right out on that tip, 90 minutes from Duluth.
Okay. Yep.
But yeah, it's where we spent our summers and where my grandfather and his brothers landed when they came from Finland. I wish they would have landed in Grand Haven.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
It'd been so much more convenient.
Yeah, that and there. I'm sure there was some family farmland up there.
Nobody wanted the land.
Yeah, right,
it was donated to the state as part of the Huron National Forest. But funny thing is, the road is Nurmico Road, which is really cool. So I always take, you know, I always take my picture by the sign. Or any of us that go, that's a little tradition we do.
Well, sure.
Bragging, the only bragging rights we got out of that acreage. But it's typical what you'd call copper country, or it's iron ore in that part of it. But my dad always called it copper country because the West End UP, those people up there just referred to their land as copper country.
Sure.
But you go down our road, and there's a nice house right there, and then the road just ends in a cul-de-sac, and it's the Thule's, you know, it's pucker brush.
Yeah.
So get ready for ticks and wild critters. So
Did you run into snow, or is it all gone?
Pretty much all gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a few patches here and there. You could see it had snowed heavily a few days before, but it was nice and warm. It was in the 50s and 60s while I was there. So I walked down the trail that goes to where the house used to be. Now, mind you, my dad and his brothers built that house after my grandpa died in 1941, but it's already caved in because
maintenance.
It was abandoned.
Yeah.
But the two giant pines that my grandma planted were still there, and we've all dug up seedlings and planted them in our lawn just for memory. But I walked up to the big pines, and I'm taking a picture.
Oh, I thought he was going to say something else with a P.
A crap?
Yeah.
No. And I heard the most intimidating, loud, very close growl of a black bear that I've ever been involved with. And I'm telling you, I was petrified. And then I could have taken a you-know-what.
Right. Well, maybe it didn't have time to get your pants
down. It wasn't 8:30, but it was very early in the morning. I'm not kidding you, man. It was like, oh, yeah, remember where you're at, dum-dum?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there. I got my Canon up in the car, you know, my big 40 Smith & Wesson. And didn't think to bring it down with me.
Right.
I didn't need it because I skedaddled back to the car real quick. And it didn't come out. I never saw it. But I'll tell you what, that is bone chilling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was one of those. It wasn't a growl. It was the big belly.
Yeah,
like a cow kind of sound.
Did you step on its tail? Oh, they don't have tails.
No, so right. Yeah, it's it was that bellowing sound. It wasn't the rah,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It was the.
Okay, so you're listening to Grilling Guys.
Yawn.
Right, you're listening to Grilling Guys, and Bob is attempting to do bear.
That's my bear
impersonations.
My super bear dare.
Yeah.
So that morning prior to that, I had gotten up extremely early because I do, and I took a nice hike through Ironwood. I stayed at my favorite hotel, which was bought by a foreigner and now is garbage. I'll never stay there again. But I took a hike up by Stormy Cromer and over to my grandma's house and the old sawmill that was there, and ended up downtown Ironwood at this wonderful place that I should have interviewed her, because the lady that runs the restaurant, it's called The Rainbow, and the lady that runs it is just a weathered senior Uper lady. You know, she's a tough gal.
Right.
And she introduced me to everybody. We had this great conversation in the cafe. We were just, you know, it's like a family affair.
Sure.
But I ran into this very cool local contractor, and everybody in the place joined the conversation. It was so fun. But I don't know. I'm going down memory lane, but of course, took a little hike by Hiawatha. There's a 52-foot statue of Chief Hiawatha in Ironwood, which is a tourist attraction that we always went to when we were kids, and just wonderful to be in the UP.
Yeah.
Got to have some pasties.
Yep.
And, got to see all my family. So that was great. I went by Stormy Cromer.
Okay.
Gina was in a meeting, and I knew she would be. She told me what time she'd be available, and that didn't work for me. So I just went into the retail outlet and looked around, and they've got some cool new stuff, and that's why I called her up a couple days ago and said, hey, let's still try and do an interview, because I would love to let everybody know what you guys are offering now. It's an all American company. I mean, people are just,
this is Stormy Cromer, and they're in Ironwood.
Yep.
Right. Michigan. And they make apparel, famous Stormy Cromer hats. And they've been a long time partner of the show.
Yep.
And I've got some wonderful stuff. I don't have much summer stuff. I have fall, winter, and spring.
And they have summer stuff.
Right, right, yeah. So that'll be cool to learn about that, because their wool products are legendary. And they just wear like iron.
They'll last forever.
Right. Yep. They just do. And we're fortunate enough to have some of that. So
when I first met you, you used to wear Filson's.
Right, yep.
And that's the Minnesota version, but not.
Yeah, right, but not, yeah. Filson's are more, I like their tin cloth, which is an oiled, waxed, and oiled cotton.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway.
And Cromer has a bunch of that.
Oh, yeah. 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 We're good.
So anyway, just always fun to go to the UP. I had some whitefish.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so good. I was really hoping to get a day to go fishing while I was up there, but it was a little cool, and I wasn't prepared for that necessarily. Right. So I said, well, I'll just eat some while I'm here.
Right. They have it.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and fresh as hell, so it's all good, man.
Yeah,
really,
it was
good.
Real good.
But anyway,
so you Brad filled in for me while I was gone. You
he
guys
did.
Had a good
I don't
show.
Know if you had a chance to listen to the show or do an air check or anything, but we had the most educational show we've ever had. He
bring Conrad some of his favorite.
No,
meat?
He brought in a quiche with made out of ramps, and it was really good. And that's a plant that he gets out of the woods this time.
Onion, isn't it?
Yes, right. Yeah. And it was really good. But he talked mushrooms for about 2.5 segments with the most technical terms you have ever heard.
He's a mushroom freak.
I know, way over my head.
Yeah.
But if the 1% of our listeners that are into mushrooms, they got a great education.
Or,
and I'm not dogging him, because he did a fantastic job.
Or the 90% that want to be into them, maybe they picked something up.
Right, yeah. It was Grilling Guys science class, but
nice.
We had a good time.
That's
anyway,
awesome.
So coming up next, we've got Gina Thorson from Stormy Cromer up in the UP. She's going to talk a little bit about their spring lines, I'm sure. And she's just a pleasure to talk to. Wait, you know, don't miss this segment, because you're going to want to hear what she's got to say, because you can find all their stuff online, I'm sure. But we'll cover all of that with her. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Barbecue Bob here for the local hunting, fishing, and archery experts at Allen Bob Sports. The freshest, tastiest proteins you can put on the grill or in the smoker are the ones you harvest yourself. And Allen Bob Sports is everything you need to be a success in the field or on the water. For everything from bows and crossbows to firearms and fishing, go to Allen Bob Sports, now partnered with Millbrook Tack, just off US 131, exit 76, or shop online at millbrooktack.com.
Hi, this is Jim, founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company. We're a small, family-owned brewery that serves the Grand Rapids neighborhoods. We do things a bit differently at Schmoe's, sort of old school. We make all the styles of beer true to style. That's our focus. So you want to relax and enjoy a well-made craft beer that tastes like a craft beer is supposed to taste, stop into Schmoe's. We're located in Cascade on Patterson Ave, right before the ice rink. Or check us out at schmoes.com. We're open every day but Sunday.
Now hit me!
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. This is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM, which is country with a twist all over this great state of Michigan. And Bob, in the first segment, we were talking a little bit about your trip last week up to the UP and all the cool stuff that you saw. So we got a guest, right?
Yeah, that's right. And I told you I took a walk one morning and ended up going by the Stormy Cromer factory. And unfortunately, I didn't have the right timing to link up with the CEO, who is Gina Thornton. How are you, Gina?
I'm great, Bob. How are you?
Hey, I forgot to tell you, when I was on that walk that morning, I went through that neat little trail. That whole area by you and behind you to the south is like it used to be a mine, a strip mine, I think. And yes, it's all turned into a wildlife sanctuary or something.
Oh, nice.
But I ran into some dog prints, some dog tracks that were giant.
Yeah, right. Might not have been a dog.
Might not have.
Yeah. So I was thrilled, of course, to see all your new product, and I thought we'd give you a chance to tell our audience what exactly is new with Stormy Cromer.
Sure. Well, thanks for the opportunity. Glad to talk with you, and glad you had a chance to stop by. Yeah, we're known for our winter products and our hats and gear that keep you warm, for a UP winter. But we've been expanding more into more year-round and warmer weather products, trying to keep the brand on people's minds throughout the year. And so we have a couple of hats that are either brand new or maybe a year or two old that are really given us an opportunity to have a warm weather hat. And the one I want to talk about, just mention, is called the Trail Cap, which is, if you love your wool Stormy Cromer hat and you are sad when you have to put it away in the spring, this is the hat for you. It's the same shape, fit, everything of the original, but it's made out of this really wonderful, lightweight, but yet waterproof fabric. It's got a mesh lining. So this thing will not get hot, but it will keep the sun out of your face, keep you dry. It's just a great outdoors hat for the summer, and we've been really excited to launch it.
Yeah, I think I saw it in your store. So you've got retailers all over Michigan, and I won't put you on the spot and tell you to name them, but I know a few of them, and our sponsor, Allen Bob's and Millbrook Tack, is one of them. So I'm hoping that they brought in your summer gear because we just love shopping at Allen Bob's and Millbrook.
Yeah, and we have so many great dealers across the state of Michigan. We have about 200 dealers. So I guarantee you, if you're in the state, there's one nearby you, and they're all wonderful. Millbrook Tack has been with us a long time, does a great job with us. So we love when people can find a local retailer and try the hats on. Give them a look in person and support local businesses.
Right. And we love to go kayaking on rivers and we head north a lot. And the town of Newaygo has a very cool outfitter store that has your full line in it. They just really do they do your brand justice. And I can't think of the name of it, but.
Is it 37 North?
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Yeah. Great people.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. And it seems to be synonymous with Stormy Cromer. So that's great.
Agreed. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, Gina, I'm looking on your website right now while we're talking. You've got a wide variety of hats. You've got a really cool, what looks like a It's called a mesh hiker.
Yes.
That looks like a summer hat as well, right?
It is. And that's brand new for this season. So it's, you know, it's one of those hats with the big wide brim that goes all the way around. But the crown is mesh, so you've got that breathability. It's got a cord on it to kind of keep it in place. So that hat is launched pretty successfully here this spring. You know, I have to say up here, we just got spring about a week ago. So, people up here haven't quite even been needing summer hats yet. But we're, very excited to launch that mesh hiker this year as well.
Well, to be honest, it only got here about 2 weeks ago. We had snow like you guys did a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, we're maybe just that far ahead of you, but not much more.
Sure.
Yep. So tell us a little bit about some of the other items. Now, I also see I'm in the new part, but you got collections here as well of different stuff. I'm surprised to see and pleased. You got like hoodies now and beach throws and all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, again, trying to expand on the hat, which people love, but thinking about other products that kind of coordinate with that and would work year-round. So, yeah, we've got tote bags, and we've got lighter-weight hoodies right now for this time of year, T-shirts, you know, that have graphics that are really indicative of, you know, the kind of outdoorsy lifestyle that people enjoy in our state and in the Midwest. So, you know, and everything from our very popular canned koozies to, yeah, tote bags, picnic blankets, pet products. You know, we have a leash and a harness and great little bandanas that your dogs and even other animals can wear. So we're really working hard, you know, to grow the brand into more than just a hat. That helps us hire more people, grow the company so we can give back to the Ironwood community. All those things, we have to keep growing and evolving and changing so that we can do all those great things.
Yeah, and you're doing such a good job at that. I'm sure Bob is very proud of you both. And the female influence on the business has been nothing but good because, for one thing, my wife loves her Ida Cromer. And you're absolutely right. When you take your Stormy off, it is kind of sad. I don't know how Jop feels, but, you know, I have my favorite one, and I brought it up just to show you. But
was that an Ida you stole from your bride?
It was
because it's white.
It was the female Stormy. I think it was long before the Ida came along. Either way, when you take your Stormies and put them away, it is kind of a sad thing. It's like, man, I love wearing that, but it's too hot now. So,
well, so let me interject right here. I'm still perusing the website, and you got a lot of new stuff on here, Gina. So if our listeners haven't done this in a while, go to we'll get your website in a minute. It's stormycromer.com. But there's a sticker on here that I got to have. I'm ordering one of these. It says, "A frosty head only looks good on a beer." And it's got a picture of a Stormy Cromer on it. So there you go.
Yeah.
That's a beer fridge sticker if I've ever heard of one. So
it sure is.
I got to have one of those, man. All right. That's cool. Good for you. So Gina, business is good, and you're thawing out up there and going to get ready for the fall, I'm sure, because I'm sure you're a season ahead, as most business people are. So
absolutely. Yeah, we're kind of two seasons ahead. We actually just We'll start selling to wholesale next spring's line, actually, here in a couple of weeks. So,
wow.
Yeah, we're always working ahead, but certainly we're planning for, you know, all the marketing and all the support that goes along with the fall and winter. And, you know, the other thing I should mention, now that we are thawing out and we are heading into this beautiful season that we have, the beautiful summers we have in the UP, just to remind your listeners that we offer free factory tours here. Monday through Friday at 10:30 Central Time, and you can find more information on our website, and you can sign up there. But we love getting travelers and tourists and people coming through the area to stop here, and we love to show them really how our products are made, the people behind them. You know, there's not just a big hat-making machine. These are real folks from our community who are sitting at sewing machines making these hats happen, so if your travels are going to bring you to the UP, we'd love to have you stop and visit us.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Gina, Stormy Cromer, Ironwood, Michigan, and, of course, stormycromer.com. You're a friend of the show, and we certainly appreciate this relationship. And just keep doing what you're doing, girl.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Bye-bye.
All right. See you guys.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, it's our butcher friend and board of director member, Mr. Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. Stick with us. You're going to meet your needs.
Barbecue Bob for Garrett's Appliance. Lots of folks are remodeling, and if you are, you owe it to yourself to go to Garrett's Appliance. They made my kitchen the perfect example of elegant and functional. Visit either location, 29th Street in Kentwood or 28th Street in Wyoming. Garrett's Appliance also has a super lineup of patio kitchen equipment, and you can count on their design team for a perfect outdoor grilling area. Visit garrettsappliances.com. That's garrettsappliances.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. We just had a nice conversation with Gina Thorson from Stormy Cromer in the UP. If you've not tried that stuff, get on their website, stormycromer.com, because this stuff is legendary quality, and it will last.
Well, plus, here's the cool thing. It's just another Michigan business that makes their customers extremely happy and proud.
Right.
And she was so right when she said, if you're sad when you have to put your Stormies away for the summer. And she was right. And, you know, we love businesses like that. So that's why our relationship with Sobey Meats is so important. And right now, the main man right behind the main woman, Tim Sobey, is on the grilling line.
Good morning and happy Saturday.
Hey, it is a happy Saturday.
And even unsolicited on the Stormy Cromer, you guys were so gracious to give Teresa and I each our own Stormy Cromer hat, which we have at the cabin all the time. And believe it or not, that will go on sometimes in the summer, too. When you're a redneck in Michigan, you got to do that, right?
Absolutely.
So great quality products. We agree, and thank you guys.
Of course.
And my wife looks so damn sexy with that hat on.
I know. Bob's the same way.
Yep.
Yep.
Bob looks sexy with that hat.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. Yeah. You're back with the grilling guys.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Well, you know, we hadn't done this show together in almost 3 weeks. Yeah. So we're, you know, I just have feelings. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't there a song like
feelings,
that?
Not Bud Light feelings.
Right, right.
Yeah. Oh, that only took 48 seconds. Right.
Yeah.
So, Tim,
hey,
Summer
oh,
is
happy invasion, by the way. Right. As of yesterday, we are officially openly invaded. So get your meat now.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, Tim, summer's coming up. The brats always surface. You have them all year round, but, boy, it seems like to me you put together a bunch of new flavors every year. Are we a little early for that, or are you genning that up?
Oh, no, we're cranking on those. And actually, something we're not 100% up and running. So if you came in, see, today's Saturday, so if you come in Tuesday morning and say, I want to see your brat burger selection. Where is it? We're not quite there yet. So we've been navigating through having brat burgers. And
are you forming those into patties then?
That's correct.
Nice.
Yes.
What a great idea.
And there's a machine that we have a patty machine, but it won't run brat patties because they're too moist and it won't go through and they gunk up and all that stuff. So somebody came out with a machine that was supposed to work. We were going to go take a look at it, and the machine just doesn't perform. So I have a backup plan how we're going to pull that off. We've been just hand-pressing them for right now, but we're going to have at least our main half a dozen flavors. We'll have brat burgers.
Wow, cool.
The thing I like about brat burgers, too, is out of the casing, they brown up, and you'll get a nice sear on both sides, kind of crust that a little bit.
Yeah,
in my opinion, that really brings those flavors out.
It does, because it concentrates them. That crust gets you concentrated flavors, plus the texture of it. You just got a little crispness to it.
Ooh, so if somebody wants to form their own patties, which ones do you keep in just bulk? Because, you know, we always recommend people use them for scotch eggs and things like that.
Right. So we don't have some that we keep all the time as of yet.
Okay.
So we usually take the leftovers, what, as we say, out of the, that pooped out of the casing, and then we'll rotate that back into putting them in a casing again.
So let me tell you that for years, Tim, I've been making those Scotch eggs with your Parkside kielbasa, right? Big hit, giant hit with people. And if you've never had kielbasa brat, they're stepbrothers. And but I buy it cased because if that's all you've got in there, and I just take the casings off and make it into a patty and wrap it around that hard-boiled egg. So if you've got a flavor that you don't have pattied already, just take them out of the case when you get them home and use it like that. I've been doing that for years.
Funny conversation I had with one of your neighbors. She lives just down the street and behind your shop. And we were talking about your foods, and, you know, she told me where she lives, so I assumed, and I was right, that, of course, they shop at your shop. And she said, yeah, and I love those Parkside kielbasa, but I always feel guilty because if Tim's waiting on me and I don't order the Sobe kielbasa, I'm hurting his feelings. I said, you're not hurting his feelings. Trust me. Yeah. They're quite fine with you buying anything in their shop.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right, Bob. And so you know me very well, and I don't have any feelings left to hurt. As long as you're buying kielbasa or whatever that is, I'm a happy guy.
Right. There you go. Yeah, exactly. So,
and one other real quick plug here with the brat burgers. And now, I mean, whether you're going up turkey hunting or you're going to trout camp or whatever that is, just camping in general, and you're going to have, typically, you're going to have a burger meal anyway. So instead of doing brats, do brat burgers, and then you're only getting one bun, right?
Right.
You don't have to get hamburger buns and hot dog buns.
Well, not only that, but they actually cook up a little faster and safer because you know the center's done. And some people, like I always take my meat up frozen so that it's part of my ice system to keep my food cold. And sometimes they're not as thawed as they should be, and those will cook up much more safely. And speaking of safely, you mentioned to me the other day about the mRNA and what people are saying about them putting mRNA in the meats.
That's correct.
Well, tell me what that is, because I'm not familiar.
So basically, to vaccinate cattle, so people that don't want to get the COVID vaccine, they're giving the vaccine to cattle, so when you eat beef, you're already getting that vaccine in your body.
What?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
So thank you for bringing that up, Bob, because in the United States, that truly is fake news.
Great.
It's not legal to do in the United States, and you guys know me. I don't get any meats from Canada or Mexico anyway. I can't speak for other big box stores.
Right.
But another reason, go to your local butcher, wherever you're at, you know, your Lowell, Grand Rapids, you know, wherever that is, Saranac. Support that local butcher, you won't be getting those products. So truly, that is fake news. Right. It is not happening in the U.S.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because when you hear things like that, we don't need any more disturbing news right now. I mean, it just seems like everywhere you look, something's taking a dump. And our world as we knew it is crumbling, and we don't want our food messed with.
Right.
So Tim, what's the deal in the meat case this week? What are you seeing that the market is giving us all a little bit of a break on?
Chicken has stayed down. Well, chicken and pork have stayed down a little bit. Beef continues to. Last week was at all time highs. So it doesn't matter if it's, you know, as we buy hanging cattle along with box beef. So if the cost of hanging cattle is at an all-time high, everything else follows suit, right?
Sure, sure.
So beef is getting beat up quite a bit right now. So chicken.
And what's
is
that look
value.
Like when you Pardon say me? It's getting beat up? What? Give me some numbers. Percentage.
So hanging cattle on the hoof is approaching 340-ish.
No, pound. But so what is that 10% more than it was, or 20%?
Oh, I see. So a year ago, it's up about $1 a pound higher. So
wow, that's big.
Yeah. So what's that? About a 25-30% increase.
Right.
So that's quite substantial.
Hey, Timmy, we got about a minute left. Anything else Sobey Meats needs to get out to the public in terms of good deals or what we can do?
Well, you know what? This isn't a deal for me, but next week, Saturday, May 20th, we're having our 19th anniversary celebration here at the shop.
Wow.
So we're going to have free food for everybody. We're going to have just one barbecue. You know, Squirrels to Barbecue, Mike.
Yep.
He's going to have his jambalaya, pulled pork, pulled chicken, hot dogs. We'll have other nice things, raffles going on. The biggest thing we're doing is a fundraiser for Walker Police Department to get an indoor drone.
Cool.
So the indoor drone, the blades are protected, so if it's going down a hallway, then the blades can't hit a wall or a doorway.
Well, speaking of hitting walls, we already hit the wall. We're out of time, buddy. We're going to cut you off next Saturday, Sobey Meats, 17th, 19th anniversary. Thanks, Tim.
You bet. Goodbye.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster.
So hey, welcome back. It's the grilling guys. We got a pre-recorded interview that I captured in Ironwood, Michigan. The guy is Nate. His wife is Selena. They have Up and Smoke Catering. Here it is.
All right, this is Barbecue Bob. We got some great natural sound effects of an old truck going by with bad exhaust. I'm in Ironwood, Michigan. Of course, I'm up here for my cousin's funeral, but you know me, I'm always trying to make a little lemonade. So I had a wonderful breakfast at a place called The Pines, and I'm walking back to my motel room, and I see this beautiful, beautiful barbecue trailer, and I can't believe my eyes because Ironwood's a bit of a depressed area. And you know how that goes. You don't expect the great things that you might run into. But this thing is a big black Georgia-built thing, Tennessee-built thing. And I got to chatting with a lady here, and her husband came back. And we're going to put these folks on here. And I want to introduce you right now to Nate and Vanessa Price. Nate, so great to meet you, brother.
You as well.
And you got an amazing story here, but let's just start off with how you ended up in Ironwood, Michigan, which is as far west as you can go in Michigan, okay? From where I'm at, this was took me 11 hours to get here, yo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. We've been here probably about 10 years. I ended up here because I'm actual a legal cannabis cultivator out of the state of Michigan.
Is that why you call your trailer? Is that why your barbecue business is called Up and Smoke?
Well, I mean, I don't know what to say, but the slogan.
That was an accident.
Yeah, that was. But, man, it's been a great experience so far, so for sure.
So which do you like more?
I don't know. Buds and barbecue, baby.
Oh
buds
gosh,
and barbecue.
You got to be. You must be fitting to buy the town of Ironwood.
Well, I mean, not buy it, but surely
see,
develop
it. I get around a Southern guy, and I'm already saying fitting to.
Yeah, yes, sir, yes, sir.
So this is my grandma's town, okay? I've spent every childhood here or out in Wakefield at the family farm, and I just love the UP. It almost looks like it's coming back a little bit in Ironwood. Is there any truth to that?
That's very true. I've been here 9 years. Haven't grown by leaps and bounds, but day by day, there has been a lot of progress, and it's been exciting to see this place develop. So,
Well, I just find your combination of businesses to be fascinating, and Michigan's one place you can do that. You have a beautiful trailer, and tell me about the maker of this trailer.
The maker of this trailer is Custom Trailer Pro out of Tennessee. I had it built custom from the ground up. They do an amazing job, start to finish. The customer service, I got to say, has been second to none. I had a couple of new owner problems, and although we're over 1,000 miles away, I mean, they jumped right on it, took care of the problem, been very supportive.
Okay, now tell me how you learned how to do barbecue. I have not tasted it. I'm too full from my great breakfast. I will come back and see you this afternoon or tomorrow before I head out of town. But what is your favorite thing to cook, and where did you learn it?
Well, I've been cooking all my life, being from the South. If you can't feed yourself, then you're in a lot of trouble. As a favorite, to be honest, people ask me that all the time, and I got to say it's the whole craft, from the pork butts to the briskets to, pork belly, spare, baby backs. The art is just amazing. So when you ask what's my favorite, I got to tell you the same as I tell everybody. It all is, mm-hmm. I just have a passion for the work.
That's so cool. Yeah, and the people listening to our show and this podcast are – for the most part, fanatics. We have a lot of listeners that are really great on Q. We have a lot of people that are just getting into it. We love them all. And I guess most people are never going to end up with a trailer like this. But what could you say to inspire that young guy who wants to get out and build a barbecue business?
Never give up. Never give up. Trials and tribulations are inevitable. That's what builds us. So just keep pushing forward. Just grow.
God, I thought I was hearing Winston Churchill there for a minute. Never surrender.
I hear that for sure. But that is a very true statement, Keep your eye on the prize, Stay true to who you are.
But in terms of perfecting the cue and taking that chance, rolling the dice, spending the money, mm-hmm. What are some ways that some guy who, let's say, maybe times are a little tough and he still wants to get into it, how could a guy jumpstart a business like this?
Get you a smoker, baby.
I see you got some old ones in the back here that maybe don't get used a whole lot. Maybe you could find a guy like you and just buy your old stuff. Get your cast-offs.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's how I kind of got started from the beginning. I probably got, 4 or 5 smokers that I bought from someone else and just kind of, built my business, reinvested in what I wanted to do. And everything takes time.
Okay, see, what do I tell you guys all the time? This is, now you're not even a migrant. You're not an immigrant to the country. But I usually say it's the immigrants that come in and build the greatest things because they've come from tyranny. And we're all living in tyranny now, so maybe that's the deal. But Nate and Vanessa Price, Up in Smoke, Ironwood, Michigan. It's a beautiful sunny day. I mean, spring is upon us.
Yes,
it's such an inspiration. And to meet somebody that's done what you've done, and I can already see what you're going to do. You've told me a few of the other things you do. The cannabis business, for one thing. We haven't even touched on that, but now there's a lot of competition in that now. So what's that looking like for you?
Again, as a cultivator, it's a craft work. It's something that...
So you said cultivator. You don't have a shop. You're simply growing it and selling to shops. Is that what that means?
Yes. Our product is actually in the dispensaries.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it in the barbecue?
It is not in the barbecue.
Oh, sorry, son. Don't eat those butts. Oh. Yeah, go take a nap now. That's funny. So do you have a website?
We do have a website. Our website is up-in-smokebbq.com.
It is such a cool name. Now, I'm walking, like I said, I'm going down childhood memory lane here in this town because we always stayed with my grandma down on behind Ahonen's Sawmill. And, we used to come downtown, do this and that. So I'm walking back, just kind of trying to remember the town. And I see this trailer and I see UP on it. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. UP what? and says UP Smoke. And I'm like, holy cow, this is a barbecue. And there's smoke bellowing out. So I'm like snooping around out here when your wife came out. Sure, sure. She didn't pull a gun on me, but she probably wondered what the heck I was doing. And I couldn't believe my eyes. Ironwood, Michigan. And we got like a southerner throwing down Q.
Yes, sir.
I mean, this town's got to love you.
They do love me. And I love them, too, for the support they've given. They love the food. You know, everything's...
What a gift to this area.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Because you don't... I mean, I've never seen a barbecue place up here.
Mm-hmm. No, it's been amazing, man, to bring the South to the North. You know, I'm still... We get a lot of our product from the South, so every summer I haul back down to Georgia, and we get pecan and hickory wood that we use in our smoker.
Yeah.
We make peach cobbler. We get Georgia peaches.
Sure you do.
We make watermelon lemonade.
Well, vodka watermelon?
Or they definitely put the vodka in there. But we do bring a lot of the South to the North, so it's been fun. The people enjoy it. It's been great for the community, and man, we're just working for the future, so...
Well, Vanessa's doing all the work while we're talking. Same story at my house, so she's not going to make it on the show this time. But listen, if you guys are surfing online, and if you're anywhere in the Northwoods and you want a barbecue pro, I'm telling you, if you see this trailer, you'll know how serious these two are. They're throwing down some real Q. And you're from Georgia, and where's your wife from?
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Minneapolis. Well, they don't know anything about food over there. So, okay. Did you? Hey, it's so great to meet you, and I just wish you the best, and God bless you for what you're doing, you know, helping these people out.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, I say all the time, this is why I love my life, because I randomly get to meet people like yourself. So thank
awesome.
You as well. Thank you.
Well, you got a Facebook page?
I do have a Facebook page.
It's going to be up in -n-smoke?
Yes, M-I.
M-I?
Yes.
All right. Follow these folks on Facebook. All right. Hey, folks, that's a little bit of live Ironwood for you. So,
Wow, what a great interview, Bob. You had to enjoy that, speaking with those two. But, you know, you've been listening to Grilling Guys. We're here each and every week. We appreciate you tuning in. Get out there and create some grill envy in your backyard. We'll talk with you next week. See ya.